So we continue today in Simen Kuf Vav. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Beis, Misha Torasa Umnaso, someone literally whose Torah is his occupation. In other words, that a person does nothing, but literally devotes himself to Torah all day long. Kigon, Rashbi v'chaber, like Lerushion Bar Yochai, and his friends. The halacha is, so the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says, what does it mean like Rashbi, like Rabshon Bar Yochai and his friends? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Sif Kotin Vav Kigon Rashbi, Tehem Lo Hayu Oskim Klab B'Malachtom. They did not involve themselves in any worldly matters. And they would not stop their learning even for a moment. So the Mishnah Berurah already says, by the way, that there's pretty much no one who fits this category. This category of absolute devotion to Torah, this category of devotion to Torah to the exclusion of everyone else, is not really found anymore. So back up to the halacha. So someone who's like Rashbi and his friends, mafsik l'kriyashma v'lo l'tfilah. The halacha is such a person interrupts his learning for Shema, but not for Shmona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah comments in Sif Kotin Yud. What's the reason for that? He says, "Mipnei Shidah Raisa," because Kriya Shema is a biblical obligation. Masha Inkein Letfila Dihidirabanon, as opposed to Shmona Esrei, which is only "quote unquote" midirabanon. Haga, he says, "Aval Anu," excuse me, "Mafsikin Bein LeKriya Shema Bein LeTfila." But says the Shulchan Aruch, we stop both for Shema and for Tfila. So again, the "we" of course refers to the fact that we don't fit this framework of Rashbi and his friends, and therefore we stop for Shema and for Tfila. Haga. So comments. If a person is teaching Torah ultimately again to others, then he does not stop his learning or his teaching even for tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on here, Eino posek, v'afilu im ayi deze ya'avor hazman, v'davka ba'ofen shem lo yilamdu achshav yispatlu, v'lo yuchlu lehiskabetz lomod acharkach. Halav hachi posek, im ya'avor zman kriya shema tefillah, o'me'achay adem mashma de'b'chol gavni posek, im ya'avor zman tefillah, v'amevatel mishum limud, afilu lo midim acherim kol yom kilu lo lomod, o'be'el yorab akosuf gamki mishim piskitos l'achmir boze, v'amevatel shvaran de'chol yam lechatril osu l'has. So, bottom line is, as much as technically speaking, if one is teaching Torah to others, there may be a particular license to be able to continue learning and not stop, even for Shmona Esrei, but bottom line in a practical sense is that we stop to daven, we stop for Zman Tfilo. Mikol Makom, Posek V'Kori Pasek Rishon Shal Kriya Shema, but even according to this opinion that one who's teaching Torah to a group, and the Mishnah Berurah defines this as, he's teaching Torah, and if they stop now, they will not be able to gather together again to learn, so they don't have to stop. So the Mishnah Berurah, however, again, that's only true for Shmona Es, right? But for Kriya Shema, they would stop at least for the first Pasek. So again, but remember the Mishnah Berurah says, for our purposes, we do stop. So we'd stop as individuals because no one's on the level of Rashbi and his friends. And we also stop even if one is teaching Talmud Torah. The idea is that we stop to go ahead and daven Shema Shmona Esrei and resume learning afterwards. V'im ein hasha overes, v'yesh lo shehos adayin l'sbav likros kriya shema, eino posek klal. And ultimately, again, if the time, meaning if one is not, if there is no lachatz, if one is not under pressure for time, and the time for Kriya Shema for Tefillah is not quickly passing by, then one does not have to stop at all. Now, the idea over here that the Mishnah Berurah is referring to is, I might have thought that halacha lemaisa, that halacha lemaisa, once the zman for tefillah, for kriya shema comes, we've already learned the idea that one should not engage in other activities. So what the Rama is saying is that if one is either learning or one is teaching others, even though the zman for shema and shmona esrei have already arrived, one does not have to interrupt their learning to daven Shema and Shmona Esrei at the first moment. But this is all assuming that there will be time later on to daven. So because there's time later on, I'm confident that I will get to Shema and Shmona Esrei. But to be understood from this, that if the Shah is Overus, if the time is quickly passing by, then indeed one should interrupt their learning both for the purposes of Shema, which is Daraisa, as well as for Shmona Esrei, which is Dirabanan. We'll say we will stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up with Simen Kof Zayin tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.